The underworld has always exerted an irresistible fascination on human curiosity, and caves, seen as obscure gateways to infernal regions or to magical worlds, have often given rise to myths and legends. This cave, too, has its mystery, starting from its name. Some refer to it as Nicholas's Cave, while others as St. Nicholas's Cave, but the figure of St. Nicholas is uncertain. According to tradition, this cave was once inhabited by a hermit who brought the Christian faith to these valleys and who lived in prayer in the cave. Through a very low opening, you can access a small chamber where there are two rocky protrusions said to have been used, one as a bolster and the other as a holy water stoop. Legend has it that one day the inhabitants of Upper Ezino and of Lower Ezino decided to build a new church together. As was customary, they met halfway, where the roads from Upper Ezino and Lower Ezino met, precisely where the oratory named after St. Nicholas stands today as a shrine. Of course, both factions wanted to have the new church in their own community. Nicholas the Hermit intervened. He promised that he would pray to God for a sign. The very next day, a miracle happened. At dawn, the sky turned black, and a flight of swallows, each with a little black stone in its beak, dropped the stones right in the middle of the valley. That is how the Church of St. Victor came to be built on a promontory, which may owe its fine position to St. Nicholas's swallows.